Good evening, Audio Boo. It's Wednesday evening. It's coming up to 20 to 8, and you find me in the kitchen getting our evening meal. We're having fricadella meatballs in arrabbiata sauce with some penne pasta on the side this evening. And I've just got the water for the pasta cooking through and the meatballs in the pan with a gentle heat underneath. So, reason for this audio boo is I was catching up quite late last night with other audio boos, and there was one from Nancy about puppy training. Now, for those who know me, know we have two dogs, and therefore probably could guess that I would have some things to say on the subject. Now, I think I have to say there are literally hundreds of different theories and ideas of how to train dogs, and methods that people say work, and so on and so forth. And I think you know, what I'm going to talk about in a moment are just kind of my thoughts and ideas. I have to say I am no expert, although I've got a couple of dogs who are relatively well behaved most of the time. I know I'm going to now live to regret that statement at some point in probably not too distant future. But, you know, there you go. So, what are my thoughts? Well, I think I've got some fairly sort of broad principles, and I've actually had to sit down this afternoon and sort of write out these things, because it kind of is all jumbled in my head. And I have to say, there are some things that I would say and promote that I am actually the worst exponent of and don't do very well. But I know I should, and I'll probably touch on those as well. So, there is a school of thought out there that says you basically praise good behaviour and punish bad behaviour. Now, I agree with the first half of that. I totally disagree with the second half of that. I think positive reinforcement of good behaviour, whether that be through treats or just simply, you know, good dog, well done, you know, and that is an absolute must. You must always praise or reward good behaviour, particularly if it's in a training situation and it's something you want the dog to do. So if you want the dog to sit, you tell the dog to sit, the dog sits. Positive reinforcement, you know, good dog, well done. But never ever punish bad behaviour, unless it's really, really bad, and then it needs to be instant and quick and over and done with. If it's just simply the dog's not doing what you want, then you need to divert it to something different or to a positive behaviour that you want. So if the dog's not sitting, then do something else, and then, you know, whatever that might be, throw a ball, play ball for a bit, and then come back to the positive behaviour that you're trying to encourage. Nancy, you talked about recall. Now, obviously, recall is vitally important. You know, you need your dog to come back when you tell it to, for all sorts of reasons. You know, it might be that you know, you've been out on a walk and you're coming up to cross the road, and dog's off the lead and you want the dog on the lead, so obviously you need the dog to come to you. Well, that, you know, recall is essential for that. It has to be one of those practice things until, you know, things start to come right. That said, there are kind of things you can do to promote that. You've already talked about using treats, and that's absolutely the right thing to do. I've got, and I still carry it even now. Wilson's a year old now, but as far as I'm concerned, he's still learning, and so is Sparky to a certain extent. I've just got a little treat bag that we keep stocked with. It's basically the mixer that we put in their dinner, so that we don't overfeed them, because it's proportioned on the basis if they get a set meal, and you know, some of that is worked in as treats as part of training, so we don't overfeed them in any way. But basically what that does is I make sure the dogs know I've got that with me before we go out. They make sure they see it and they know what's in it, And you just basically need to be the most attractive thing around to the dog. Now that's, you know, that's easy to say, because I know Wilson is a very sociable dog, and if he sees another dog, he'll want to go over and say hi and, you know, sniff noses and other things. But, you know, there are times when that's not what you want. And, you know, yes, you need the dog to be the most attractive thing around, but I'm sorry, you need to be the most attractive thing around to the dog. And, you know, yeah, you might have to go up and retrieve the dog and you know, divert back to that positive behaviour that you want, put them on the lead and bring them back to you and take them away from the negative thing. One of the other things I do to kind of reinforce that is I use both hand and spoken commands for everything, well, nearly everything. So there's a command for sit, there's a command for wait, etc., etc. And there is the sit, the wait, but there's also a visual command. And one of the things that I particularly use for wait, which covers a multitude of things, is what I call the kind of the magic finger. So it's effectively, hey, you know, if you were telling someone off and wagging your finger at them, it's literally that. It's the index finger extended from a closed hand, and you just keep that there and get the dog to wait until you're ready to do whatever you're doing next. But the other one in terms of recall is basically arms widespread, and call the dog and you know, wave your arms in and out from the side of your body, and perhaps pat your thighs and get the dog to come to you. You know, tone of voice, again, as part of that, is really important. You know, you need different tones of voice for different things. So, you know, the positive, hey, come, you know, and right down to the, you know, the really cross. Again, it's not a physical punishment, but the dog needs to know the kind of difference, I guess, between those different tones of voice. I think you talked about Bonnie jumping up and you wanting to discourage that and saying down, and I think that's fine. And you know, I would perhaps say don't use down, say no, and get Bonnie to learn no, because no can mean no to lots of things. So no, you know, it's just no is not good, because down potentially is something that you might want to teach as another command, as a, you know, sit down. We don't use down, we use dive, for that reason, because you know, down can have other meanings. But this is one of the ones I am the very worst example of, is using the dog's name and then telling the dog what you want to do. So it'd be Wilson, sit, or Wilson, come, not Wilson. And Wilson's just come up to say hello to me because he's heard me. Wilson, sit. Wilson, sit. 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 No. Wilson, sit. 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 Good boy. Good lad. He actually didn't get that until I did the hand command, which is interesting. I had a piece of paper in my hand, so he was a bit focused on what the paper is. The paper is my notes for this audio boo. So as I say, it's one of the things that I am really bad at, is just using his name and not telling him what I want him to do. So it's like, well, what do you want me to do? You know, come on, I can hear you. I know you're calling me, but what do you want me to do? So as I say, you know, it's name, command, and when it's done right, praise, and that hand signal as well. I'm running out of time already. I'm going to pause this, upload it, and come back in a moment with part 2.